said no.
Oh, why not? Because the last time you and Eddie slept in a tent, you kept everybody awake half the night.
But, Mom, we won't...
Looking in and out of the house, slamming the back door.
Mom, we won't...
In and out of the refrigerator, all night.
Mom, will you listen? May I say one word?
Say it. Please.
Mom, it gets awful stuffy up there in my room at night. I can hardly breathe. Hey, Dad.
Yep?
Do you think it's okay if Eddie and me sleep out in the tent next weekend?
Well, I don't see any reason why not. Ask your mother.
Yeah. Well, you think it's okay then? Would you tell Mom for me?
Tell her what?
That it's okay.
That's okay.
Oh, Jeff was just asking if he could sleep out in the tent with Eddie.
Certainly not.
Certainly not.
But, Dad, you just... Jeff, don't you ever do that again.
What?
Get your father to say yes to something I've already said no to. Jeff, I do think you might give me a little more support in these matters.
Honey, I walked into this cold. I didn't know a policy had been formulated. Hereafter, you pay attention to your mother.
No, I gotta call Eddie. Hello, Eddie? This is Jeff. You know, it's like I thought, no soap. No, Dad was okay. He said we could. It was Mom, as usual. Oh, you know. Dad never wins. He's always giving in.
Why can't Jeff sleep out in the tent if he wants to?
Hold the wire.
I'll discuss it with you later, dear.
Well, how about it?
We'll discuss it later.
It's like I thought. No soap. See you, Eddie.
Letter for you, dear.
Oh, it's from Charter Heights. Who do I know in Charter Heights?
We'll open it and see.
Maybe it's someone from State College.
Mother, who'd be writing me from State College?
Well, open it, Dopey, and find out.
Let's see, could it be Peggy Beeson? No, she transferred to Wesleyan. I know it's Sally Croft. Oh, why would she be writing me? Louise Manson.
Open it! Keep...
Hello? Oh, yes, just a moment. Jeff, it's for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, Mother, it's from Herbie.
Hello? Oh, hi, Eddie. Oh, hey, just a second, I'll ask. Mom, if we take down the tent and pitch it in Eddie's backyard, his mom says...
Not in Eddie's backyard, our backyard, or anybody's backyard.
Didn't work, Eddie.
Fine. Mama, it's an invitation to a dance.
Oh, that's nice, dear.
Well, I thought you and Herbie were all washed up.
When is it, Mary?
Next Saturday.
Where is this dance? The main ballroom in the hotel?
Well, no, it's at the college, Daddy. It's part of the homecoming weekend. I'll be staying at the girls' dormitory.
The college?
That's 300 miles away.
What a dirty jip. Mary gets to do everything and I can't do anything.
Now, wait just a minute. I haven't said she could go.
Well, you're not going to say that I can't go.
Well, I don't know quite what I'm going to say, but... Darling, I do think you're too young to be going out with college boys.
Oh, Mother. Daddy, tell her it's all right.
Well, you know, darling, Mary's just about the same age you were when you started going on weekends at State.
That was different.
How was it different?
Well, if you want to know, when I was Mary's age, I was a lot older.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
Mothers don't have to make sense.
You're not kidding.
Jeff, would you leave the room, please?
Oh, golly, Mom, you always say that. What have I got to do with it?
All right, now Jeff's left the room.
Well, I just think she's too young, that's all.
Darling, it isn't as if you didn't know the boy. You've always been very fond of Herbie.
But that was before he went to college.
Well, Daddy, it isn't Herbie exactly. It's his roommate.
Oh? How do you mean?
Well, you see, Herbie already has a date. He's just trying to fix it up for his roommate and me.
Oh, no. No blind dates. Absolutely no blind dates.
Why not?
Darling, why not? You've been on blind dates. There's nothing wrong with them.
I'm not a child, you know, Mother.
Well, I'll have to talk it over with your father.
Well, here he is. Talk it over.
Well, I prefer to discuss it with him alone.
All right, I'll leave the room and count to 50 before I come back.
It may take more than 50.
Oh, well, Mother, please hurry. I have to give Herbie an answer.
Yes, dear.
What's up?
Oh, Mother's being a little ridiculous.
You mean she won't let you go to the dance?
What a shame.
Isn't that awful?
Well, you can't expect to keep Mary on your apron strings all your life.
I know, but...
Well?
But she's so young. Well, maybe I'd better have a talk with her.
Well, I'd suppose you'd had a talk with her a long time ago.
Oh, I did, naturally, only... Well, she was so much younger then. Honey, why don't you have a talk with her?
Me?
Yes, you're a father, aren't you?
I guess I am. All right. Send her down. I'll have a talk with her.
Hey, Mary, Dad wants to talk to you.
Yes, Daddy?
Mary, I've always had the greatest confidence in you. You've always been a fine girl.
Well, I've always had confidence in you too, Daddy.
Why, thank you. Mary?
Yes, Daddy?
You see, Mary, you're getting older, and, well, of course, so am I.
Is that what you wanted to talk to me about?
No. Well, I mean, yes, in a way. You see, boys grow up. You take Herbie, for example. He's a boy you knew in high school.
Yes.
Well, boys graduate from high school and they go on to college. And they're not boys any longer. They're men. Well, practically, anyway. And that makes a difference. You know what I mean?
You mean boys become young men.
That's it, exactly.
And young men become old men.
Well, I don't think we have to carry it that far. Mary?
Yes, Daddy?
You see, in life there are certain rules. Rules that everybody has to obey.
Well, like in a golf game.
Yes. Like, for example, this afternoon, I used a number 9 iron for an approach on the 13th green, and I got a par. Oh. If I'd used the number 5, it would have been all wrong.
Oh, well, you play very good golf, Daddy.
Not as good as I should be. I get too much loft from the tee.
You do?
Too much backswing, I think. Now, Mary, or maybe I'm teeing up too high.
Oh, I'd love to watch you play golf, Daddy. I wish you'd teach me.
I'd like to. You know, we could enter one of those father-daughter tournaments.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
It's a deal. We'll go out one day next week.
Okay. Well, have you two had your little talk?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think we understand each other, don't we, honey?
Well, then I can go to the dance? Well, I don't know how you'll get there, dear. I hate to have you ride all that way alone on a train.
Oh, but Mother, people ride on trains every day.
I know, but...
Oh, Mother, you're treating me just like an infant. Oh, all right, I won't go to the dance.
Mary, wait. Your father and I have a wonderful idea.
We have? What
is it? Well, we'll drive you there and drive you back.
You mean you're coming with me?
Honey, that's 300 miles, and we've got a million things to do this weekend.
Oh, we can do
set
it yourself.
Some
other time. Mother, and we haven't been back to a homecoming since you graduated, and you need the rest. You know you do.
You think it'd be a rest?
Well, I think it's a perfectly awful idea. I'll be the only girl at the dance whose parents will be there.
Oh, darling, we won't be at the dance.
But Mother, then that's the whole idea of a college weekend, the whole fun, getting away from the family.
Who's getting away from the family?
Oh, well, Daddy and I were just talking about driving up to State College for next weekend.
Oh, great. Who are they playing, Dad?
Not you, dear.
You mean you're all going to go and you're going to leave me behind?
No, wait.
Well, that's a dirty jib. Mary gets to do everything and I can't do anything.
Now, don't start that again.
Well, I'm a nobody around here. All I ever do is mow lawns and stuff like that.
Jeff, if you'll just listen. Now, we've decided that... If you're a good sport about this,
We'll let you accept Eddie's invitation to spend the weekend with him.
Who wants to camp out in a tent?
But you've been begging all morning.
In some darn old backyard, that's kid stuff. Everybody gets to have fun but me.
Alex, are you just going to stand there?
Jeff, old man, one thing you've got to learn. You can't always expect things to work out the way you want them to. You can't always have your own way. Unless you're a woman.
Where are we?
We just passed South Granger.
Is that all?
Well, don't look at me. Oh. Thought that shortcut off the main highway would save us 20 miles.
Well, nobody's blaming you, dear.
I'm not psychic. I didn't know there'd be a detour.
Well, of course not. And when we finally did get back on the main road and you made that wrong turn, well, that could happen to anybody.
Oh, we're going to be late. I can just tell. Everything is going wrong.
Now, Mary.
Well, don't worry about a thing. I'll make up for lost time. We'll be there right on schedule.
Alex.
Yeah?
The speed limit is 60 miles an hour.
I know, dear.
We're going 68.
Honey, don't worry about it. It's an unwritten law. You can go 10 miles an hour more than the speed limit. Anybody knows that.
Here comes somebody who doesn't.
I'll be with you in a minute, honey.
Well, nothing's changed a bit. Mary.
Mother, I feel so icky.
We'll fix that when we get upstairs. You know, I haven't been here for years, but I swear... Even the boys are the same. Sit down, honey.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, everything's under control.
Who is the chick? She is wild.
Oh, friend of the family, man. Meet Betty Smith.
Not the Betty Smith.
That's the one.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I never realized that this would be the most important day in my life. And this is your lucky day, too, baby.
Wow, you're way out. Like the most.
I can see that you dig me. Can I drop you somewhere?
Yeah, you can drop her right here.
Oh, you can get lost now, Buster. I've got a little sports car.
A sports car? Man, like the most.
We'll just drive into the golden sunset and leave the rest of the world behind.
Okay, now come on. You can knock it off now. This chick's spoken for.
I guess we're all set. Shall we?
Good.
Say, chick, do you feel somebody following us?
Yes, I do.
Mary? I'm just as glad we came, dear.
But, darling, it isn't too young. You'll be the prettiest girl at the dance. Honey, you look very sweet. Doesn't she, dear?
What's that?
I said, doesn't Mary look sweet?
Certainly does.
Oh, I look sweet, all right. Everybody's gonna know I'm only in high school, Mother. I don't see why you wouldn't let me stay at the dormitory with the rest of the girls.
Well, darling, as long as we were coming here anyway.
You're not coming here anyway. You came on purpose.
Oh, that's not him.
Honey, you're all ready.
I haven't even had time to think of what I'm gonna say, Mother.
You're really calm.
Oh, hello, Hervey. How nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you, Mrs. Stone.
Good to see you, Hervey.
It's good to see you, sir.
Oh, Hervey, thank goodness.
Hi. How have you been, Mary?
Just fine, thank you, Hervey. How have you been?
Oh, just fine.
Well, that's fine. Hello, would you like to sit down, Hervey?
Yes.
If you can find a place to sit down.
Well, that's okay. We have to be going. My roommate will be right up. He's parking the car.
Well, where are you off to tonight?
Well, the dance is at the Sigma Del house, but we'll be going out to dinner first. I guess I should explain about this weekend. It's kind of a mixed up thing. You see, I sort of had this date I couldn't get out of.
Well, that's all right, Herbie. You don't have to explain.
But you'll like Stan. Girls usually do. He's, well, he's sort of a character.
Well, I like characters.
I guess that's him now, shall I?
Please.
Okay, man, I'm all set. How about the chick?
Stan, this is Mary Stone. Mary, Stan Devereaux.
Not the Mary Stone.
How do you do?
Stan? Stan, these are our parents.
Parents? Parents?
Dr. and Mrs. Stone.
Oh. Oh.
How do you do?
Hello? Pleasure's all mine. A little token of my esteem?
Oh, goodness, flowers. Oh, they're beautiful. Look, Mother, orchids. Orchids?
What time are we picking up that chick of yours?
She's probably waiting now.
Well, I hope so. I made reservations for 6:30 at Pirelli's.
Pirelli's? That's 30 miles.
I can make it in a half an hour. Well, shall we make the restaurant scene?
Wait, Mary. You won't stay out too late.
No, Mother.
This is her first college dance.
Yeah, well, don't you worry about a thing, Mrs. Stone. You let my mother worry.
Have fun.
Oh, that I can guarantee.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Herbie. Well, never mind.
Good night, Herbie.
Good night, sir.
Mary, come back here.
What, Mother?
Honey, take my stole.
But I don't want it.
It may get chilly.
Oh, please, Mother. I don't want to look like Whistler's mother.
Darling, it's customary to close the door.
I understand you have a sports car.
Well, it's a wild heap. You dig the sports car bit?
Adore
it. Oh, baby, I can see that you and I are going to make beautiful music together. We'll just drive into the golden sunset and leave the rest of the world behind.
Then that's the mouth.
Johnny, now stop worrying. Boys will be boys.
That's just why I'm worried.
Stan, why did we stop dancing?
Sometimes sitting one out can be more fun.
Well, I'd rather dance.
Why?
Because... Well, just because.
No, that's no reason.
She doesn't have to have a reason.
Oh, now, look, Boy Scout, you just...
Mary,
yes.
Would you like to powder your nose?
I'd love to.
Hey, I thought you were my friend.
What do you mean?
Oh, this Mary...
She's a nice girl.
She sure is. What do you mean?
Too nice. She doesn't get the message.
Maybe your problem is she does get the message.
Oh, listen, friend. My line has been thoroughly tested. I haven't met a girl yet.
Maybe you've met her.
That little pigeon? Would you like to bet?
You know, Stan's complaining because he's losing his grip.
The old line isn't working anymore,
huh? Hey, listen, man.
He's finally met a girl he can't get the first base with.
Is that a challenge?
It's a statement of fact.
Okay, gentlemen. You just watch. Just watch. I don't know why you insisted on taking a walk. We could have gone to a movie.
Oh, now stop complaining, dear. The exercise will do us both good.
No, I exercise just as well sitting down. No.
Why, look where we are. It's the Sigma Delta House.
Oh, it is. And we arrived here quite by accident.
Oh, now, darling, you don't think...
Oh, yes, I do. Now, come on, let's get out of here. You know how Mary will feel if she thinks she's being spied
on. Oh, no, darling, I just want to get a glimpse of her dancing.
Stan, why do we keep coming out here?
There's something I want to show you.
Oh?
Right over here. See that fountain?
Mm-hmm.
Quite a tradition behind it.
There is?
That fountain was placed here centuries ago by the Druids. And the Druids cast a spell on it.
They did?
Any girl who refuses to kiss a guy at the fountain will instantly be turned to clay. I wouldn't want you to turn to clay, Mary.
You know what, Stan? I don't believe in Druids.
Well, you only live once, don't you? What harm is one little kiss going to do?
Well, I just don't think it would prove anything.
Prove anything? Has a kiss got to prove something? Oh, come on, baby. You and I were meant for each other.
Now, Stan, you seem to be trying to prove something.
Well, I don't get you.
Well, you seem to be trying to prove to yourself you're attractive by... Well, by making a pass at every girl you meet. What you need is, more self-confidence.
More self? Oh, boy. You're the first girl that ever told me that.
Oh, well, it's true. You are attractive, Stan, or you would be if you didn't go around acting like this. But, well, you need to, believe in yourself more.
You know something, don't you? You're the darnest girl I ever met. Well, I gotta hand it to you. You're the first one that ever talked me out of it.
Then let's go in and dance, shall we?
Okay.
Okay.
Somebody must have dropped their stool.
Oh, I wonder who's...
Stan, I've changed my mind.
What do you mean?
You're right. We only live once.
Now you're talking.
We were made for each other.
Sure, that's what I could
we
say.
We can elope right after the dance.
Elope? Oh,
sure, a lot of people get married at our age. I'm sure our parents will approve.
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to get
now,
married.
Now, you bring your car around to the inn, and I'll pack a bag and be ready in 15 minutes. Let's not even wait.
Oh, holy shit,
now,
wrong idea.
Now, we'll have to give up school, but oh, well, at least we'll have each other.
Oh, no, we won't, because I'm going back inside.
Here's your stole, Mother. Don't wait up. Thank you very much. I've had a lovely evening. Good night, Roger. You're not still up.
Uh-huh. Your mother has something she wants to say to you.
I want to apologize for Daddy and me being there tonight. It was my fault. We weren't spying on you. We have complete confidence in you and trust you without question.
Then you're not going to ask me where I've been until 1:30?
No. As your mother says, we trust you.
Well, since you're not asking me, I'll tell you. A bunch of us sat out on the steps of the chemistry building and talked.
What in the world did you find to talk about all that time?
Parents, mostly.
Thank you.